Hello, and welcome to What's the Big Idea? I'm Kelsey Selleck. Today, we're taking a break from our typical episodes because most of our staff and volunteers are in Kansas City, Missouri for our Global Finals tournament. Global Finals are like the Olympics of DEI, featuring top teams from all around the world who are showcasing their work after months of preparation. If you've never been to Global Finals, it's hard to describe the buzz of creativity that's felt by thousands of people throughout the event. So we asked some of our team managers and past participants to share their experiences with you. Enjoy.
My name is Colton Cook. I'm from Abilene, Texas, and I was a team member at Global Finals 2018. One of my favorite memories of Global Finals is meeting people from around the world. I actually still keep in contact with a lot of these people. I've seen them when they drove down to Big Bend National Park in Texas. One of my friends will actually be coming to Oklahoma this summer, and so I'll drive up there and see him. And actually, one of the guys that I met at Global Finals knew my best friend that I met in college. And so it was just a weird mutual friendship that we knew. And we didn't figure this out until like 3 months into our friendship. And so what I hope that teams really grasp from Global Finals is just the community that's there. Not everyone will be your best friend, but you do have some people that you'll keep in contact maybe for the rest of your life. And so just diving into this community, you know, these people are people that you'll love to see. You may even be able to spend the night on their couch if you go to a different country or to a different state. And they may be able just to take you around wherever you go. And so that's why I hope that teams gain from Global Finals.
Our next story comes from Chris Tickle in Virginia. Chris says, I served as a team manager for about 15 years and have many fond memories. What a thrill it was to see my shy, introverted child witness the wonders of the opening ceremony, marching in with our state delegation, and opening up from people around the world to trade pins. I've also taken numerous trips with my school to Globals. Each time, we certainly went to compete and do our best, but more than anything, it served as icing on the cake for a successful year with DEI. Sure, the kids wanted to take home a trophy, but although they did not, they still left with wonderful memories, an increased sense of team spirit, and of course, tons of pins.
Hello, my name is Karika Shah. I am from Houston, Texas, and I played the role of team manager for the last 3 years. During these 3 years, there have been many moments which were eye-opening, breathtaking, but what struck to me in particular was the overall teaching that DEI taught me as a team manager. It was one team, seven team members, all age group of 8 years, and one problem and seven heads to solve it. Each of them thought their solution was best. Now, this is where, as a team manager, the DEI got me excited. The conveying of idea, communicating the idea, listening to others' ideas, collaborating, working within the budgets, maintaining the timelines, and most importantly, working towards the mini goals and keeping track of it. This was the overall gist of what DEI gave those young minds an opportunity to groom into, and as a team manager, to watch them growing. I still remember one experience. The team always had so much to share about how they would solve the problem, and all would get so engrossed that the person keeping track of the time lost the sight of it. But during the actual tournament day, the team took all the learnings, remembered well, and demonstrated, proving that they hold the caliber of not only listening to the instruction, but growing and glowing forward. It gave me an immense pleasure that the team got an opportunity of performing both in person as well as online, learning to know how technology can help bridge the physical limitation or the physical boundary which the COVID had imposed on us. With that, after the practice of over and over for 3 years, the team finally, knowing each other's strength, working with each other, getting to know the overall problem is a solution from all seven people, but a one solution, the team advanced to the state level. Through this particular podcast, all I would like to let all the listeners know that DI is definitely an out-of-box thinking for all those young minds. But as an adult, as a team manager, I learned a lot. And one of the learnings that I would like to take away is it's very easy to give a solution, but rather it's very, very, very rewarding to be a part of solution and navigate it towards the team. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me.
Hi, everyone. My name is Amanda Potter. I am a member of the Destination Imagination staff. And the story that I'm going to tell takes place in 2001. In that year, I was a team member. At that point, I had been a team member for about 3 years. I had started in one school. I had moved to another school and joined a whole different team. In the year 2000, we had gone to a state tournament for the first time in Virginia. And that was super, super exciting. But we got second place and we didn't quite make it to global. So in 2001, we were very excited to step up our game. We put even more into creating our solution, and we finally got first place at the affiliate tournament and earned a spot to global finals in Knoxville, Tennessee at the time. We were just over the moon excited. We had so much anticipation of the event, and I think the thing that I remember most about that experience that year was just the magic of global finals. Even just the thought of global finals just kind of made us jump up and down for joy. We were so, so thrilled to be able to go. Even the bus ride down was just full of fun and joy and excitement. I've been to global finals now many, many times. And while there is always magic and joy, there's something about the first time attending an event that just is different in some way than all of the other global finals you go to, but it's always magical. Anyway, so we arrived in Knoxville. We got ready for our presentation. We did our instant challenge. Everything was fun and exciting and new and different. We went to all these parties. We did all kinds of events. And finally, we just decided, hey, we haven't seen any presentations yet. We should probably go see other teams present because, you know, it's a good thing to learn about what other teams do, especially in your own challenge when you haven't seen a lot of other teams present. It's just really interesting to see how other people take the exact same challenge or prompt and just think about it in a totally different way. So we spent some time watching some other teams present. The challenge was anonymously yours that year, back in 2001. And we were competing in the middle level. So we watched a few middle level teams. And then there was, I think, probably a break in the schedule, or we just decided we wanted to go see a secondary level team. We had a team member who was going to push our team into secondary level the following year. So we thought, hey, let's just go check it out and see what other teams at that level look like. So we went into the presentation site. We had time to see one secondary level team only. And so we sat down, and there is something about this memory. So my daughter has been watching a lot of Inside Out lately. They talk about core memories. There's just something about this team's presentation that's sort of like marbleized in joy. It's like a core memory for me, watching this team present. But I don't remember, to be honest, a lot about the presentation other than it was just hilarious. It was engaging. They had this like printing press technical element, and they printed flyers during the presentation. And I just remember watching this team in awe, just thinking about how amazing their script was and how funny they were and how incredible this technical element was. I had never thought about using technical methods in the way that they had before. There was so much about this team's presentation that I remember as just absolutely outstanding. The script was so funny. The presentation was so engaging, and they had this printing press that actually printed flyers during the presentation, and that got me thinking about technical methods like I had never used them before. It got me thinking about what a DI presentation actually could be above and beyond what our team had actually created up until this point. So it really was just such an important moment for us to just open our minds to figure out how we wanted to grow in the future and what we wanted our DI solutions to be in future years. We, to be honest, kind of fangirled over this team a little bit. We got the chance to talk to these team members after their presentation. It was a really quick interaction, maybe 5 minutes or so. And we just got to say how much we liked it and how exciting it was for us to see a secondary level team performing in all of this. And it wasn't like a making friends sort of situation. We didn't get their, I don't know their names or anything really about them, but it really was just a super fan type situation. These little middle schoolers talking to this high school team about how awesome they were and how inspiring they were. And then we went on with our experience at Globals and just really enjoyed our time. But when I say that Globals is magical, there was something magical about this interaction because we went to the awards celebration. We listened to all the awards. Our team didn't end up placing. I think we got something like 16th that year, which was really amazing for a first-time team at Globals. We were really thrilled with that. But the magic of this interaction is that this one secondary level team that we had been able to see, the very only secondary level team that we had been able to see, was actually the team that placed first at Global Finals in that challenge in secondary level that year. So just by chance, we had gotten to see the global champion presentation. And it's so funny because the presentation itself inspired us. The magic of just that team placing first and them being the only team also inspired us in future years. So I'm something like 5 years down the line. We're still in brainstorming sessions. Our team is thinking about what we're doing for our solution. And that team that we saw back in 2001 became the measuring stick, was what we had come up with as good as what they came up with and presented at Global Finals back then. If it was, we did it. If it wasn't, we didn't do it. And we tried to think of something even more creative. So it became a way for us to up our game, to do this comparison, this imaginary comparison, really, because how can you really compare one challenge to another? But I say all of this because I think as team members and team managers attending Global Finals this year, you never know when another team is going to inspire you to do better and be better in future years in DI, or just think about things in a different way. And time spent watching other teams' presentations is never wasted. It is always an amazing thing to go watch other teams celebrate their accomplishments, make connections, and grow with your own team members through those interactions. So that's my story.
We would like to acknowledge that this episode was created on land originally inhabited and cultivated by the Miami and Shawnee Nations. We are grateful for this land and for the people who have stewarded it for generations. This episode was produced by me, with additional voiceover by Renee Rainville and Johnny Wells, and music by Kevin McLeod. Special thanks to the alumni and team managers who contributed their stories for this week's episode. If you'd like to inspire even more big ideas for young people around the world, consider making a charitable donation to DI at destinationimagination.org/donate. I'm Kelsey Selleck. Thanks for listening to What's the Big Idea?
Join us in giving the gift of creativity. For decades, Destination Imagination has been helping kids from all walks of life find what makes them unique. But we can't fulfill that mission without supporters like you. A donation to Destination Imagination will help us deliver quality educational experiences that foster creativity and interest in STEAM fields. Help us ignite the spirit of collaboration with events that span six continents. Help us empower the leaders and innovators of tomorrow. Donate to Destination Imagination today. Learn more at destinationimagination.org/donate.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Destination Imagination Alumni Council, and I'm one of the hosts of The Creative Chat, the official Alumni Council podcast. Join us every month when we chat with different alumni from across the world about how they use their DI skills in their everyday life. They'll share stories from behind the DI curtain, like what goes into writing an instant challenge to running a DI-themed summer camp. Search for The Creative Chat on your favorite podcast app and connect with us on Facebook and Instagram to never miss the happenings from the Alumni Council.
Destination Imagination taught me how to work as a member of a team.
Destination Imagination taught me leadership skills.
Destination Imagination taught me that there are infinite ways for me to express my creativity.
If you're ready to awaken creativity and ignite a love of learning for your child, join Destination Imagination today. Hi, I'm Johnny Wells, Director of Education at Destination Imagination. DI provides unique educational experiences that give students the opportunity to create projects, solve problems, learn new concepts, and have a great time in the process. Just listen to what some of our alumni have to say.
I use what I learned in DI to solve problems at work, at home, and in every aspect of my life.
I use what I learned in DI to give me confidence when I try something new.
I use what I learned in DI to make a positive impact within my community.
Today's DI participants are tomorrow's innovators, problem solvers, and leaders. If that sounds like a good fit for you and the young people in your life, we'd love to have you join us. To get started today, visit destinationimagination.org.